A team of about 20 beef, pork, corn, and soybean industry representatives traveled to South Korea and Japan with the U.S. Meat Export Federation's Heartland Tour to see how checkoff dollars are promoting sales of U.S. beef and pork in the markets. Gene Nome, a pork producer from Iowa who represents the National Pork Board, says the tour showed how the quality of U.S. pork is a message that's resonating with consumers.
Here in Japan, the thing that's really stuck out to me is that we can use the U.S. origin story to really differentiate ourselves from domestic pork, but also to really tell the story about how nutritious and high quality it is to increase consumption of pork in the nation and worldwide.
South Dakota beef producer Lori Johnson noted the ways USMEF is taking advantage of new market trends to build opportunity for U.S. beef and pork.
The home-ready meal replacements, that's been super eye-opening for me, that they're really busy. They have single household families, so a little bit like the U.S., really, really busy. But seeing that take off has been really, really cool for me in my perspective. Utilizing some of the cuts that maybe we aren't utilizing, I think, has also been really eye-opening. And what they do with that cut is pretty awesome. It's been really good.
For Don Pemberton, a Kentucky cattleman, the tour offered a chance to see the global competition at Japanese and Korean grocery stores.
I'm not used to seeing other countries proudly display their products in our grocery stores back home. It's all U.S. beef. Well, here, we split the beef counter with Australia. That is a huge competitor when it comes to the protein industry here. So if organizations like USMEF isn't here fighting to promote our product, we could lose share. So I'm so glad that we have USMEF protecting and watching out for the U.S. cattlemen here in our overseas markets.
For more, please visit USMEF.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm John Harris.